How's it been going so far?
I just think right now, you know, for me, it's just for us all, it's an exciting time to be a Brown, you know. We got a lot of, you know, the season hasn't went as well, but, you know, we're still fighting, you know, like a Brown is supposed to. So we're still representing Ohio, you know, fighting for our fans and trying to give them something to be excited about. So it's an exciting time and take advantage of these four games and try to, you know, try to make it the best out of it for all of us.
And what do you think of, I mean, you've watched Johnny Manziel
mm-hmm.
in camp and now. What do you think of Johnny and what do you think he'll do over these next four games?
You know, Johnny, he's learned a great deal, I believe. I mean, especially for myself being a quarterback for 4 years in the NFL, he's learned a great deed from Josh, you know, because Josh was our leader. And then now Johnny's our leader because he's on the field and he's leading us. And, I mean, he's a great leader. He knows what's going on the field. You know, if something happens on the practice field, I'll go over and talk to him and he'll correct it or he'll say, you know, I thought this, you know. So a lot of us are on page with him and excited to play with him. He's definitely – he has a lot of talent, and I'm excited to play with him.
Terrell, did that time away help you mentally think of what you need to do to be a good receiver in the NFL?
No, I don't think so. I think the thing that really hurt me was my hamstring. You know, that really helped me out. I believe coming back here, I'm a better receiver now, and a better playmaker, smarter. And I actually think it helped me, like I said before. My routes are a lot better, a lot more detailed, a lot more savvy. So it's an exciting time for me, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, then, I understand about the hamstring getting better,
mm-hmm.
but what made you then more savvy as a receiver?
I just think being healthy and from being here and understanding how to run routes and, you know, having videos of Brian Hartline running routes, Dwayne Bowe, you know, guys like that, you know, and Andrew Hawkins, I mean, down the list, Trav Benjamin, all those guys, I take a mental note on how they run routes and how they set up defenders and, you know, and it kind of rubbed off on me, you know, even from being away from the team for however many weeks. And I believe this helped me a great deal.
Were you going to see you on the field Sunday?
Say it again.
Were you going to see you on the field Sunday?
That's up to Coach Pett, but I'll be ready if I am.
Do you think you would have been ready last Sunday to play?
Yeah.
Selection to play?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Did you need time to refamiliarize yourself with the playbook?
I think so. I think it was, you know, kudos to Coach Pett and, you know, whoever made the decision, because I think signing, you know, especially for myself, you know, coming off from being a quarterback, changing over, I think just getting another feel for the defenses, you know, and understanding leverages on the defense, I think that's going to help me out coming this week. So I think a full week of that and then plus this week, I think it'll help me a lot.
Do you think you'll do, because you've played the position, do you think you'll do a good job of sort of running around and staying live and knowing that Johnny can do anything at any moment?
Absolutely. I mean, I understand Johnny's position. You know, he has a superior athletic ability. He can run. He can run around, obviously, and he showed in the Pittsburgh game. I watched that, and he could throw that. He could throw the ball too, real good. So, I think Johnny's gonna get the ball out, and if he has to make a play, he's gonna do what he does. He makes plays and extends plays, and you know, I'll be there to help him along with the other receivers and the tight ends.
Sunday is your regular season debut as a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think your emotions will be?
My emotions?
Do you think you'll be nervous? Do you think it'll be?
I don't think so. I understand the game of football. You know, I'm gonna go out and play. You know how I practice. You know, I practice hard. And I'm gonna play hard. I'm gonna be physical. I'm gonna play fast. And at the end of the day, I'm gonna be there with my teammates. So I'm excited to, you know, to help those guys out and do the best I can and do my ability to help out Johnny and the whole team.
Are you confident in your ability to get open against some of these, you know, top-notch cornerbacks and safeties?
You know, I just think I just got to stay on my technique and worry about myself. And, you know, not every player can get open. I understand that. They get paid to. And but when the ball's in my way, you know, in my area, I expect to make a play. And I expect high things for myself. I expect high things for our offense, you know. Even though, you know, the record's not showing, I still, you know, when we're on the field together, I expect, you know, us to play, whether it's 2-10, 10-2, or whatever. I expect to play great and us to make some moves and play hard. And that's all I'm looking forward to, is just seeing the guys play hard, being on the field with the guys playing hard, and see how they practice. And I'm just looking forward to going out there and just putting my heart on the field with those guys.
Have you been watching film? Brown during this time off of Antonio Brown, or what, who have you been kind of studying up on?
I tried to start watching bigger receivers, guys that are like, you know, like kind of like lanky, like solid guys, like my size, like Martavis Bryant, Charles Johnson, Calvin Johnson, bigger guys, you know, Larry Fitzgerald. How do those guys get open? How do they set defenders up, and how do they run their routes? And I tried to learn a little bit of that stuff off of those guys, watch pulling up YouTube flicks. Obviously, I'm not in the building, so I can't have that automatic digital stuff to the computer. But I just tried to look at different routes, look at Randy Moss' stuff. It's always a great deal to work on my craft, you know, for me. You know, it's very important to me, so I'm excited.
Have you kept in touch with Josh Gordon over these past couple months? And
I've talked to him a few times. He was just checking on me, seeing how I was doing, and seeing if I was in contact with any teams and stuff like that. But it's pretty much small talk.
How's he doing?
He's doing good. Looks good. Definitely, you know, when the time's ready, you know, he'll be back. I can't wait to be around him too, you know, coming around. But I'm excited about this game. These next 4 weeks is important for us all.
Terrell, let me think about the journey you've gone through, even just this year, dealing with the hamstring and then being out of here for a while and coming back, and all the hard work you did for Andy Moss and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
How motivated are you to kind of make all that stuff pay off on the game?
You know, for me, what motivates me is being out there with my teammates, you know, and seeing how hard they work, and I just want to work as hard as them, you know, and I want to make a play for those guys because they work hard on the practice field, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, you know, so I don't really look for motivation, you know, my motivation is, you know, my son and my teammates, you know, for the most part, and the fans, you know, I want to do great for all those, for all those three things I named, and the coach's hard work, you know, the coaches put hours and hours, you know, and like I said before, the record isn't great, but Coach Flip, you would think we were undefeated the way he coaches us, so. That's all. I want to give great effort to those guys, and I think that's important.
Does the fire burn even maybe a little bit brighter, considering that none of these teams were willing to give you a chance over the past couple months?
No, because, you know, I understand business. A lot of stuff, you know, in the NFL is business decisions. Browns are the only one that really seen me out at receiver, so hopefully I'll shock some people, and they may. You know, hopefully I shock some people out there on the field. But at the same time, you know, I can't really look back on who didn't give me a chance, who did. All I can think about right now is playing hard for my teammates, you know, and trying to give them my best effort to help them get a W on Sunday. And that's all I can really think about.
How did your visit with San Francisco go?
It went well. What did I do there? It went well. They really debated on signing me. They wanted to get me, you know, around this time when there's a couple games left. But, hey, I'm here now, ready to go against them.